You're holding Daf Kuf from Aleph, the three quarters down. Mor says now, Ki Yossi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, his Omer, he said, Maise, once happened this case, that the Yossi Rebbe Kedivri Chachomim. Rebbe did a Maise, like the Chom in the Mishnah, that says if the Bezdin evaluated a field, and they made a mistake, they charged too much or too little, so if they made a mistake by 1/6, the Mishnah says the Mechir is bottle, they have to redo it, they did it over again. So Rebbe Paskel at the Chomim. Omer Lefonov, so Parto, so this person Parto, you sat in front of Rebbe. And he was Benoisha Reb Lezer, the son of Reb Lezer, Ben Parto, Ben Benoisha Reb Parto Godel. The grandson like a Reb Parto Godel. That he said back to Rebbe, how come? Im kei ma koich bezden yofa. Like, isn't there a good svar in the Mishnah, like a Shurma Megamliel, that says when Bezdin does something, even if they make a mistake, so what? They have the power. Like if you say what they do, we have to retract it. So ma koyach bezdin yofa, where's the power of bezdin? So when Rebbe heard this, vehechsa Rebbe yasamaisa. Rebbe Taka changed around the case. Even though first Rebbe Paskin, Rebbe said that since the bezdin made a mistake, they evaluated the field. And they made a mistake more than a sixth, we said we have to retract the sale. The sale is no good. Now Rebbe was chayzer and said no. Rebbe retracted and said yes, the sale is good. Because even though Bezdin makes mistakes, that's a svara makoyach Bezdin yofa. Bezdin has a power. That's the first case. That's the way Rav Dimi learned the story. Rav Dimi mas nochi. Rav Dimi learned like this. Rav Dimi mas nochi. This is the way Rav Dimi learned this case. Rav Safra mas nohochi. Rav Safra learned the case a little bit different. He learned it was like this. Maisa, it happened a case, Obikesh Rebbe Lasos Kedivri Chachomin. That Rebbe just wanted to do like the Chachomin. Not that he actually did it yet, just he wanted to do like the Chachomin. In other words, there was a case that Bezdin had a sale of somebody's property, and they evaluated it, and they sold it, and they made a mistake by a sixth. They got too little, they charged less, they were shipped by a sixth. So first Rebbe wanted to say that sale is no good, the Mechir is bottle. He just wanted to do that way. His Omel fun of so right away came that Parta Benoi, Shreb Lezer Ben Prata Ben Benoi Shreb Prata Agodl, that this person, Parti, or the grandson of the Prati Agodl, came and said to Rebbe, why do you want to say what the Bezdin did is no good? Isn't there a svara of him came, Makoyach Bezdin Yofa? We should have this svara, like it says in our Mishnah, Kuntz of Shimon Megam Liel, that whatever Bezdin does something, it's okay, Bezdin has the power. And now this the case was, Enochnami Rebbe agreed, and therefore Rebbe wanted to say it's no good. But when he heard this svara, it's now the din, and now what happened was, Lo Yosa Rebbe Yasamaisa. Rebbe did not do the action. Rebbe did not make the Bezdin's sale go back. So the kids, it's a question, if Rebbe really made the sale no good, and then Rebbe was chayzer, or just Rebbe wanted to make the sale no good, and he retracted, he didn't do it. So that's the shalom between Rav Dimi and Rav Safra, exactly what the case was. So Gemara wants to say, Leima, let's say, Pahor Kamiflagi, this is what they're arguing about, Rav Safra and Rav Dimi, that Ma'asavar Toye Bidvar Mishneh chayzer. According to Rebbe Dimi, that he learns the pshat is that Rebbe Taka first paskin that when Bezdin made the sale is no good. Since they charged more than a sixth, the sale is no good. But then when Rebbe heard the svara, like of Shimon Megamliel, he retracted and he said, no, the sale is good. Because why? Because he holds that Toye B'Dvar Mishnah Chayzer. If you make a mistake in something that says in the Mishnah, you have a right to retract what you did. So Rav Dimi holds this svara of Makoyach Bezdin Yofa, how good, how powerful Bezdin should be, is like it says in our Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel, even though the Chom Agyu on him, Rashi says, but since he's saying something with a good svara, it's a good reasoning, we should believe it. So it's like the Mishnah says, Makoyach Bezdin Yofa. That's what Rav Dimi says, even though Rebbe changed the sale and said it was no good, he had a right to be Chayzer. Umasov Rav Safra holds no, that Rebbe didn't do anything yet. Because if Rebbe really would have paskin, like the Chomin, to say the sale is no good, I would tell you, Ein Chayzer, Rebbe had no right then to retract himself, even though it's like a Mishnah saying the opposite. So that's this machlokes. If you make a mistake in something that says in the Mishnah, do you have a right to retract the sale? Well, the other svar is no, the sale goes through, even though you made a mistake. So the pshat is then the dayan has to pay the money from his own pocket, the mistake that he made. But he can't retract the sale. So maybe that's the machlokes here. So Mora says, lo, you have no proof from over here. I'll tell you really, the Kula Yalma, everybody holds that Toye Bitzva Mishnah, even if you make a mistake in something that it says clearly in the Mishnah, Chayzer, you have a right to retract. You made a sale go through, like here, Bezdin made the sale, and later we came out, the Mishnah says a Svara, that Makayach Bezdin Yof, even though they made a mistake, it's a good sale, we would be Chayzer. So, if so, what's the Machlokes then? I'll tell you, Uma Sovar Hochi Hevi Maisa, Uma Sovar Hochi Hevi Maisa, there's no proof from here. It was a Maisa, a case happened. The question is exactly, what was the case? Like, did Rebbe already tell the person that the Beis Din sale is no good, and then he wanted to retract it? Or Rebbe didn't get around yet to say what Beis Din sold is no good? But it could be everybody agrees, even if Rebbe would have said the sale is no good, he has a right now to say the sale should be good. Because in a mistake that says in the Mishnah, you could be chayzer. So that's not the machlokes. This ma'aseh stam is just a question, what exactly took place? He says this is what took place, and he says this is what took place. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, we had this Gemara before, Ar Meloso Dizvino, an amona, a widow that sells the property. Her husband died. So halacha is, when the husband died, she has a right to collect the ksuba. And even he left over property, even though the yisoimim, the kids, Yash and the father take over the father's property. But the halacha is though that the amana, the widow, has a right to sell the property, either to get mezonos, to get food tidon, or else to get money tidon, or else to get a ksuba. So let's say the amana sells the property. The halacha is achrayis ayasmi. The achrayis. Let's say she sells this property to Reuven. Reuven pays $1,000 for it. So now she has $1,000 cash. Either she uses it for mezonos to live on, or she uses it for ksuba. Then let's say 2 months later, somebody comes and says, you know, that field was my field, it was stolen from me. So Lach Rin, and if he has Edim, that it was a stolen field, he has a right to take it away from Reuven. Now Reuven bought it with Achrayis. Reuven comes back complaining, you sold me a stolen field, I want my money back. Who could Reuven go back to? Does Reuven go back to the widow, to the Amonah, or to the Yisoimim? That's of Yosef's Chiddush, he has to go back to the Yisoimim. In other words, when the Almonah, when she sells the property, she's selling it like a shliach of the Yisoimim. Because really, midiraisa, when the father dies, the kids take over. They yashin the property. Just the wife, the widow, she has a right to sell it. So she's selling it b'shlichus of the Yisoimim. Therefore, if something goes wrong later, the achrayis is back to the Yisoimim. Another thing Rabbi Yosha said was the same thing with Beis Din Tizoven. Let's say Beis Din sells the property. The husband dies, and she wants to collect the ksuba now, so Beis Din does her a favor, and Beis Din goes down and sells the fields for her. The same thing, if Beis Din sold it to somebody, and now the field is taken away from that person, achrayis ayasmi. The person has a right to go back to the Yisoimim. Those are the ones that gave the guarantee. So Gemara says, Pshita almona lo yitzrichle. But the word Pshita, like it's Poshid, almona, and the more answers, you're right. It's so easy, simple. So almona lo yitzrichle. We don't need the chiddush here for the case of the almona. When the widow, when she's selling it, Pshita, she's selling it for the kids. And therefore, if something goes wrong later, the guarantee was upon the kids. They have to pay back the money. Ki yitzrichle, when is there a chiddush over here? What is it teaching us? That beidina, even in a case when Beis Din sells her fields, also we say that the achrayis is upon the yisoimim. Because that's a chiddush. Because now the time I would have thought to say, kol dezovin mi veidina adaita lemapik lekolahu dezovin. I would have thought when Beis Din sells fields, the pshat is Beis Din tells everybody about it, that we're selling somebody's field now, and everybody knows that Beis Din is selling the field. So if so, I would have thought the person that buys this field, like buys it without a guarantee, he feels for sure nobody's going to come and take the field away from me later. that since right now Bezdin is telling everybody about the field, and Bezdin is selling it, if there would have been somebody that has a complaint about this field, he would have showed up right now. And since nobody complained about the field right now, the person that buys it feels pretty satisfied that nobody will take it away from him. So I would have thought that he buys it without a guarantee, and if something does happen later, he has no right to go back to the Yisoyimim. Kamash Malon, that's what it's teaching us now, that even though Bezdin is the one that sells this field, when the person buys it like this, we say for sure he bought it with a guarantee. And if for some reason it's taken away from him later, he has the right to go back to the assignment to the kids and get his money back from them. Right, now the Mishnah says, Shimon ben Gamliel says, let's say when Bezdin sells the assignment's fields, even if Bezdin made a mistake, even more than a sixth, we don't retract their sale. That's from Shimon Gamliel Svara, Ma Koich Bezdin Yofa. Like if you're going to say what Bezdin does, we retract, so what's the great power about Bezdin? Bezdin has a great power, means what they do, we don't retract. Fred Gemara v'yad kama, but until how much of a mistake? Like if they make 100% mistake, most probably we would retract. So Gemara says, the Svari is Omer Rav Huna bar Yehuda Omer Rav Sheshes ad palga. 50%. If they make a 50% mistake, the sale is still good. More than 50%, then even though Bezdin sold it, still we would retract it. And Tanya Namiyachi, I'll bring you a proof, we learned like this also. That it says, Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Bezdin Shem Mochru, Shovem Mosayim B'mono, Bezdin sold the $200 field for $100. Mosayim B'mono. They made a mistake, they sold the $200 field only for $100. Or else the opposite way, Oy Shovem Mono B'mosayim. They gained on the deal, they sold the $100 field for $200. Talochru is Mochru and Kayim. The sale they did is good. So you have a proof that even though they made a 50% mistake, still the sale is good. True, the other way, you don't have a proof. Like you don't have a proof to say if they made more of a mistake, that we would retract it. That you don't have a proof. But Mashma, that's pshita. Like the question is, that kama, how far can you say, even though they made a mistake, still is good? So he says that palga. Like Mashma, that's the tremendous chiddush, even though they made a 50% mistake, still is good. So that is bringing a proof, you're right. Here it says clearly, even though they sold the $200 field and they only got $100 for it, what they did is okay. That's a swear of Makayach Bezdin Yofa. But Mashma, more than this, that's not a sale at all. Now the Gemara has a new question. Omar Ameima Mishmei the Rabbi Yosef. Ameima said over the name of Rabbi Yosef. Bezdin Shemochro Beloy Hachrozo Nasa Kemishetoy Bedvar Mishnah V'Choizrin. If Bezdin sells somebody's property like here, the husband died, and the young kids take over the property, and the Amona, the widow, wants to get her money, so Bezdin goes down and sells these fields to have money to give to the Amona. Now, let's say Bezdin sells the fields without Hachroza. Bezdin Shemachru B'loy Hachroza. They did not make an announcement first telling everybody that I have a field for sale. That's first result. He's supposed to go to like a real estate broker to try and get the best price. Like you have to give an announcement to tell people that this sale, this property is for sale. So people come down and put the best bid down, and then they'll get a fair price for it. Let's say Bezdin did not do this. They just went down and the first person they saw, they sold it to. So Bezdin does that. Ramema says, Naseh Kemisha Toy B'Tavar Mishnah. It's like they made a mistake in what it says in the Mishnah of Achoisrim. That sale is no good. We have to retract, go over the sale. For the Gemara, the Gemara asks, Nasa, is it just like he did it? Vadaito, it's for sure he made a mistake. Titanan, it's enough in the Mishnah. It's in Mishnah Nerchen that says, Shum ha-yisaymim, shloishim yoyim. When the yisaymim want to sell property, we make evaluation for 30 days. We don't let anybody buy it yet. We wait 30 days until we announce it. Everybody should know this property is for sale, and we'll get the best price. Then we'll sell it. For shum ha-hegdish, let's say when a gizbar wants to sell something that belongs to Hegdish to give the money to the Beis Hamikdash, ishishim yoyim. You have to wait 60 days before they can sell it. As for Hegdish, you have to get the best price possible. Umachrizim baboykav erev. We make these announcements in the morning and in the evening. So Churah says clearly like a Mishnah, and Churah, who is doing this? The Churah Bezdin is selling these things. So you see, even when a Bezdin sells the property, they have to make Hachroza, they have to announce it first. So for sure, if a Bezdin did not do this, they made a mistake in something that says in an often a Mishnah, in a clear Mishnah, so of course the din is the Chayzerin. So Mar says, no. I tell you, if from this case over here, from this Mishnah, I would have thought Tanimi the Shliach. Maybe it's not the Bezdin themselves that went down to sell these properties. Maybe Bezdin only appointed a Shliach. There's only a messenger doing it. But maybe if the three people, the Dayonim themselves, go down to sell the field, maybe because of the Svara Makayich Bezdin Yofam, they have a power to sell it, even though they did not announce it first. Is Kamash Malon. So that's a Mamus Chiddush know, that even with a Bezdin still, if they don't make announcements first, so that's called Toyi B'dvar Mishnah, and then is this Chayzer, the sale is no good, we go back on the sale. That's what a Mamus says. This the Gemara says, Eisvei Rav Ashi L'Meimah. Rav Ashi has to kasha to Meimah. It says, now Mishnah, Shum Adayonim, let's say Bezdin went to sell property, and they evaluated it. Shepich Sushtus, they made a mistake and they charged less, or six less. Or Yasir Shtus, they charged too much, they charged a six more. So our Mishnah says, Machrin Botel. That's the Chachomim, the Tanakam of our Mishnah. They don't hold the Svara Makayach Bezdin Yofa. They hold if Bezdin makes a mistake, nothing doing, the sale is no good. But it's mashma hashava b'shava machrim kayim. Mashma, they sold the $200 field for $200, equal for equal, shava b'shava, then the sale is good. Now, my love isn't the Mishnah talking about the loyachris, that here, since the Bezdin made a mistake, obviously, they first did not make any announcements. They didn't try and get the best price. And still we see if they did end up getting the right price, the sale is good. So you see, even though Bezdin does it without Acharos, without making announcements first, the sale is good. Samar says, no, loy, there's no proof from here. I tell you really, be the Acharos. Our Mishnah is talking about that Bezdin did make the announcements. They did make the brokerage. They told everybody about it first. So, and even so, still it's possible they made a mistake. That the last buyer, the one they really sold it to, they either charged him too much or too little. It's also possible. So that's what we're talking about. For the Gemara, if that's true, but the Acharis, or may the Sefer, but the Acharis, have erasure, but the Loy Acharis. Since the end of our Mishnah talks about a case when Bezdin did make the Acharosa, it's Mashma, the beginning of the Mishnah, is talking about where there was no announcements. Why? Tiktoni Sefer, it says, the end of our Mishnah, what's going to be a Masu, Igeris Bikuris? Let's say when the Bezdin, before they sold it, they made Igeris Bikuris, Rashi says, means they made announcements. They made the Achraza. They went announcing for 30 days, whatever it is, morning and evening, we have a good sale we have a good property for sale. Who wants to buy it to try and get the best sale? That's the end of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah there says that Afilo Machra Shava Mona B'Masayim, even if the Bezdin made such a big mistake that they sold the $100 field for $200, or the opposite, or Shava Masayim B'Mona, they sold the $200 field for $100, Machra and Kayim. As even the Chachamim agree in this case, that when Bezdin did make Achrozah, did make the announcements, and for some reason it didn't help, but for some reason the announcement didn't help, and at the end when they went down to sale, they still got gypped, but I call upon them then the Mechir is good. So since that's the end of the Mishnah is talking about, where there was Achrozah, there was announcements, it's Mashma, the beginning of the Mishnah, is where there were no announcements. So you see, the beginning of the Mishnah says that if the Bezdin made a mistake and charged a sixth more, then it's no good. But we are Madaik, if they charged equal for equal, even though they did not make any announcements first, still it's good. So it's not like a Meimer. So Gemara answers no. El Eliyerlam, really, I tell you, but the Loyachris. I mean, not no, but you're right, it's true. The beginning of the Mishnah here is talking about where they did not make announcements first. Bezdin went down to the property and sold it right away. And the Mishnah says if they made a mistake by a sixth, then the sale is no good. But the Diak was, if it's less than a sixth, then the sale is good. Aye, so why isn't this Akasha to Amemar? Amem is the one that says if they sell without announcement, it's no good. I'll tell you, Beloy Kasha, there's no steer here. Kan bidvorim shemachrizen aleim. Here we're talking about things that the normal manner is to make announcements first. That's what Amem is talking about. We'll soon see which things, like proper, like karka. So then, if you sell it without making the announcements first, it's bottle, it's no good. Kan, where is our Mishnah talking about? Bidvorim shein machrizen aleim. If you sell for certain reasons that you do not have to be machriz. You do not have to make announcements first. Cases that you don't have to make announcements first, then that's the lochum that if Bezdin sold it and did not get dripped more than a sixth, the sale is good. So now explains, what are things that if you sell, the normal manner was not to make announcements first, but rather to go down and sell it as fast as possible. What are these things? If you want to sell a slave, you have an eved kanani, you want to sell him, or else via metaltlim, you want to sell utensils, or else via shtaris, or else you have a shtar, you have deeds that somebody owes you money, and you want to sell to somebody else. These things we don't make announcements first, like to get the best price, you just sell it right away. And now we'll explain why. Why are these things different? Avodim time am I. What's the reason why we don't make announcements before you want to sell an eved? Like to let everybody know, I want to sell my slave. My Goshema Yishmu. Maybe the eved himself will hear what's going on. The slave is going to hear that the master wants to sell me. You know what he's going to do? Be a smart guy. V'yivrichu, he's going to run away already. If he'll listen, I'm not going to stay around here and get sold to somebody else. I might as well flee. So in order that the eved should not run away, we don't want people like to be announced so much. Just rather make a fierce deal. Metautlam ushtoris. What's the reason when somebody sells metautlam, or when Bezdin sells metautlam ushtoris, utensils or else deeds, that we don't also announce it? Koshem yignavu. These are things that could be stolen. We're afraid if there will be an announcement that Bezdin has these things for sale, the ganovim will come there at night and steal it. So therefore we don't announce these things. So that's Shana Mishnah. When Bezdin sold either Avodim or Shtoris or Metautlim, then we say if they made a mistake 1/6, it's no good. But if they made a mistake less than a sixth or equal prices, then the sale is good, even though they did not make announcements. Because here you're not supposed to make announcements. But a memor is still true. When you sell karka property, that there we're not afraid it'll be stolen, you can't steal karka, there we're supposed to make achroza. And if you don't make achroza, take a mocher in his bottle. The boy is saying when other terrorists is like this, I'll tell you, kan b'shor shem achrizin, kan b'shor shein machrizin. There are times when we're machriz, and there are times when we don't. Like we'll soon explain. There are certain cases you have to sell very fast, you have no time to wait. The Yarmri Nadoi says like this, Lekarga, in a case when a guy needs money fast, he has to pay taxes. He has to pay the king taxes. Lekarga means like a head tax, how much they want from you. There you have to pay fast. We don't have time to wait 30 days till you make achroza to sell the property. Christ, the king will kill you by then. So what we have to do is get the money for your fast, then you're supposed to sell it right away without waiting these 30 days of the announcements. Reslim is only where the Amona or with the Bonois, if they need money to eat with, they don't have mezainis, they don't have food, then also we don't tell them to wait. Because if you want them to wait for 30 days, what are they going to eat in between? So we're selling this property in order to give somebody money to eat, then we do it right away. Who are dinu lukfura? The case is, well, let's say the wife died or the husband died and they need money to bury him, so that has to be done right away, we don't wait. So these things, you have a right to sell the property right away, you don't have to wait with the achroza first. Is mizavnin and b'lei achrasta. These things you have a right to sell right away without the warning first. Therefore, there's no stira from a meima. Our Mishnah is talking about they sold one of these three for the purpose of one of these three things, therefore the Bezdin has a right to sell it even without achroza. The boy is saying when other terrorists is like this. The boy is saying, it depends what place we're talking about. One's the place that they do make announcements, and now Mishnah's talking about in a place where there they don't make announcements. What kind of case is this? To Yomar Rav Nachman said, in Nadoi, they never made announcements. They didn't make this Bikuris. They didn't make Dachroza. Why not? He thought to say because they know how to evaluate the property so well, they don't have to make announcements first. Like their bikiyim, they know how to sell property very good. Rav Yosef the son of Minyumi said, that l'didi to me, meforshin le minedi Rav Nachman, I was explained by Rav Nachman that that's not the reason. Mishum de korilu b'nei achli nichse dachrasta. The reason why in Hadoi, when Bezdin used to sell a property, Bezdin did not first announce it to say, we have this property for sale, is in order that people should not know about it. Because if everybody's going to know this property is for sale, whoever buys it is going to have a bad name. People are going to call them the korilei b'nei achli nichse dachrasta. In other words, everybody knows that when Bezdin makes these announcements, like Bezdin needs the money, so Bezdin is going to sell it. True, they're going to wait 30 days to get the best buyer. But even 30 days is not the longest time, so people are going to know that Bezdin will give you a good buy. So if you're going to be the people to go and buy these type of property, people are going to call him like he's a cheap guy. He's always looking for cheap deals. That's what they're going to call him. Therefore, it's a sfora in Adoy, they did not make these announcements. Bezdin doesn't like to make announcements, we have this property for sale, that people should stop buying it. Rather, Bezdin has the right to make a fair sale there. They know this is somebody's property, we have to sell it, we have to get the money for the amana, for the assignment. So in such a case, Bezdin has the right to sell to the first person, so then they won't be afraid to sell, to buy it. People don't know yet that it's the sale of Bezdin. That's why in Adoy, they did not make these announcements. In other places, though, they weren't afraid of this. That wasn't the svara. Adarab, everybody wanted to get a cheap deal. There's nothing wrong. You have a whole city that wants to get cheap deals, then there's nothing wrong, like today. You tell somebody you got a cheap deal, the most thing you're proud about it. You feel good, you got yourself a good buy. Then that mukim, they wouldn't make hachroza. Omarav Yudah Mashmuel, Metaltalin shel yisoymin, shomin oison, umoichrin oison liyalter. If Yisoyimim has metaltlim, utensils, things that move around, and for some reason we have to sell to give them the money, we have to get mezainis for them, so then we have a right to sell it right away. Like we said before, l'chura, we don't want Ganovim to know about it, so therefore you sell it right away. Rav Chizda Romer Avimi Moichu Noisim L'Shvakim. You're supposed to don't sell it right away, but go down to the marketplace. V'loi plig, there's no machlokes. Ho de mikra av shuka, ho de marachik shuka. If you're near the marketplace, it's time you get a good sale there, so sell it there. If you're far away from the marketplace, then you have a right to sell it right away, don't wait. In other words, you're true, you have to sell it fast to get them the money, but if you could wait just one day, you're right near the marketplace, then go there better. Rav Kana heve biyodei shichra. Rav Kana was holding some beer. The Rav Misharshio bar Chilkiyo Yasma. He was holding beer of Rav Misharshio, the son of Chilkiyo, that was the Yasim. He didn't have parents. Now, Shiyad Rigla, Rav Kana waited until the Yom Tov to give him back the beer. Omer, he said like this to himself, Af agav de nofel bayitzeso, even though I'm waiting so long to give back the beer, or rather, he wanted to sell the beer for them, to give them the value of it, even though he waited so long that the beer became a little bit sour. Itzisa means it started to become a little bit sour. Still, he thought that Maisi Zuzi Harifa, it's worth it to wait till the regal, to Yom Tov, because by Yom Tov everybody wants beer. So therefore people will pay a good price for it. So even though it can get a little bit spoiled, still it's worth it to wait till the regal to sell, I'll get a good deal. So I'm not making the Yisoyimim lose out. Ravina have a biyode chamra. Ravina was holding some wine. The Ravina Zuto Yasma of small Ravina that was a Yasim, didn't have parents. Barachta, it was Ravina's nephew. It was his sister's son. Hevel Didei Nami Chamra. Now Ravina had some of his own wine also. They had like two barrels of wine. One was the Yasim's wine and one was his wine. Hevel Kamasik Lele Sichra. He wanted to go to a certain place. So he asked the Shaul now Osla came with Rav Ashi. He went in front of Rav Ashi. Omele, he asked him, Mauli Amtuya Bahadon. When I'm traveling now, can I take the Yisoyimim's barrel of wine with me? So Rashi says, should I be afraid maybe you'll drown in the Svina? Like he's going on a trip now. He's going with the ship. So do I have to be afraid? Maybe he's going to drown. Maybe the ship will drown. So that's the reason maybe I can't take it with me. Or maybe I'm allowed to take it with me. So Amala, he answered back, Zil, lo yadif midach, you could take it. And it's not better than yours. Like, you're taking your own stuff also. Do you want your stuff to drown? No. So what are you going to do? You're going to watch it the best you could. That's the best you could do. So if so, you're allowed to take with you the Yosem's wine also. Because, of course, you're going to watch it the best. You don't have to be afraid something's going to happen to it. Now the Mishnah says, Hamamamenes. That's a case where a girl got married when she was a katana, not with her father. Either her father died already, or her father married her off once. The father now can't marry her off a second time, so her mother or her brother marries her off, which is only Kedusha Midrabbanan. Then we say if she doesn't like him, she has a right just to say goodbye to him. She doesn't even have to get a get. That's called mimamenes. She can mimamai and she can say, I don't want you. So in a case where a katana said goodbye to her husband, or else hashniya. Hashniya means an older, they got married, and there was nisa the rabbonin. Shniya means, let's say now that I marry your grandmother. So nisa the rabbonin. So in a case where you married your grandmother, or else for your islandess, a man married his wife, and she came out to be an islandess, a lady that can't have children. The locher is ain len ksuba. These ladies do not get a ksuba. Like in a case where we'll see Poshit, where she's mamenes, so there's no get, she doesn't have a right to get a ksuba. Me and as the pshat, she's saying goodbye to him like to, as if they were never married. Hashaniya, we'll soon see, since there's an Issa Durabonin here, we say that she's the one that caused him to marry her, therefore she doesn't get a ksuba. And an idleness is like a mekach tois. It's like the husband has a right to say, that's not what I wanted. I thought I was marrying a lady that could have children. Now that I see she can't have children, it's a mekach tois. Therefore, she doesn't have a right to get a ksuba.
All right, enough.